Sergeant Pepper's lonely. Sergeant Pepper's lonely. Sergeant Pepper's lonely. Azkaban. It's wonderful to be here. It's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience. We'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home.
I don't really want to stop the show.
Sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry to be alone?
Good evening. 5.5 hours of Perfume Garden tonight. I'm sorry I wasn't here last night. Various confusions reigned and I couldn't be here. Anyway, I travelled back on the train to Ipswich last night and I promised the people on the train that I'd play a record for them. So this is for Tony and for Georgina Whitney. And I read somewhere in one of the music papers that this is one of my theme songs. So the least I can do is play it. And it's by The Attack. And it's also part of that Nautilus advertisement that people keep asking me.
Standing in shadows, sitting in the park, wonder why we got to keep the love in the dark. I can't stand this kind of loving much more. Another locked door. We want something uncomplicated, something that is not frustrated. We want something clean and free, but this is the way it's got to be. You can't want that kind of love anymore. We'll
on something clean and green. This is the way it's got to be. You can't want that kind of love any more than I do. You can't want that kind of love any more than I do. You can't want that kind of love any more than I do. You can't want that kind of love.
Love the attack. And you can't want that kind of love any more than I do, which is the B-side of their version of Hi-Ho Silver Lining, in case you're still wondering about it. And during the next 5.5 hours, or actually 5 hours and 20 minutes it is now, we're going to play all of the records that have made us happy in the perfumed garden, and all the records that we've enjoyed, which, you know, there are a lot of records, so we need 5 hours and 20 minutes to do it. And I hope you can stay until 5:30, because it's a long night, you know, but we've got an awful lot to do, an awful lot of very beautiful things to hear, and an awful lot of beautiful people to get to know a little bit better. Here's Donovan, who actually was the winner, I suppose, if there was a winner, in our thing for who is going to be the next poet laureate. It was Roger McGough second, and John Lennon third, and really there were no winners and no losers. Perhaps we should all collectively be poet laureate, if you have to have such an office anyway. This is Guinevere.
Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip, and so gently indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight. Such is the silence of royal Camelot. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Guinevere of the royal courts of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers both slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain.
That's Donovan, and that's called Guinevere, which is perhaps my favourite Donovan thing of all time. had an awful lot of letters again yesterday, for which the Perfume Garden did, for which many thanks, something like, somewhere around 350, which, you know, is just amazing, and people were so kind and generous and thoughtful, and the main question they asked was, what now for the Perfume Garden? Well, obviously, you know, it's difficult to say. This phase of it is obviously over, but really, I hope in some ways that it's just the start, because I may sort of fade away and, you know, just disappear, but that's not really particularly important. The important thing is that if anybody, anywhere, has gained anything from it and learned that they should try and understand the people who live next door to them or people who live down the street and love them, then that's good. And if just one person practices that, you know, for the rest of their lives as a result of some of the things that have been said by myself and other people in the Perfume Garden, then we will have worked a miracle between us. And I think in some ways we have, actually. So who can tell what's going to happen from now on? I have no job to go to, as far as the job goes. I'm not unduly concerned about it, though, actually, because something good is going to happen. Good things are happening, and a lot of people are realizing, you know, what is going on. And a lot more people are coming over to our side, so to speak, if there is a side to be taken. Actually, it's a sort of non-side, really, but you understand what I mean. Anyway, a lot of people, too, that listen have derived considerable pleasure from UFO, which was in Tottenham Court Road, and now, of course, is at the Roundhouse. And if UFO had a signature tune, I suppose this would be it. And these are the Purple Gang. John Hopkins, Hoppy, and that's another sad thing because Hoppy is still in jail, and let's hope that fairly soon something good happens there, like it happened to the Stones, and he can get out and without any more problems. And anyway, let's not talk of sad things, because really this is a beautiful occasion, because from now on I shall be on shore, you see, and give me an opportunity to meet many of the people that I just know through the mails and through, you know, through the letters and stuff like this that they've been sending, that I've been sending back to them. And so really it's quite a beautiful thing. So between now and 5:30, let's just play good music and be happy, and maybe somebody somewhere will feel the vibrations and become aware as well. Here is a record for the White Rabbit, who's had to put up with an awful lot during the past 4 or 5 months. The Jefferson Airplane. ¶¶
anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them all hookah, smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
A magic record. It's one of these things that you look at it on the turntable and I keep expecting it to drift away and disappear. It is so beautiful. There's so much to that. You must listen to it. And don't forget the Jefferson Airplane are going to be here sometime during this autumn, I understand. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to be, but wherever it is that they go, you must go and see them, because they're one of the most important groups in the whole world. They've got some very important things to tell you and me as well, too. Here's another fellow who's given me an awful lot of pleasure, both as a person and as a musician over the past months, and this is my favourite track from his LP.
I'm gonna
Unfortunately, we didn't get the tapes of John's next LP out here in time, but when it does come out, it's going to be called Campaign, Crusade, there you are. Well, no, I knew it was one or the other. When it does come out, buy it, because there's a lot of very beautiful things on there that I think you will enjoy. I know you will enjoy, as a matter of fact. That was from the LP, A Hard Road, which is on Decca, and that was called Dust My Blues. We have about three or four other versions of that, actually, between now and 5:30, so watch out for that, too.
Buy talent for the natural look, buy talent.
Yes, Vitalis, the only hairdressing with P7, the 100% greaseless grooming discovery.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
If you want your hair to look natural, but kept in place the way you want it all day long, make sure you use Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
There you go. A fashionable phrase about a year ago when describing groups, at least in America, they used to say that a group produced a wall of sound. Well, I don't know exactly what a wall of sound is, but here's a group that has for years, or for 2 or 3 years, produced not a wall of sound so much as a sort of grassy, leafy bower of sound. The birds, and this of course is 8 miles high, which has to be perhaps their ultimate achievement, I don't know. Weaving in and out of one another. Marvellous. Those are the birds, and that's 8 miles high. I remember when I was a young lad, millions of years ago, and it was during the war, actually, And I used to go down and play on the marshes on the edge of the River Dee, across from the Welsh hills, you know. Sounds like a cue for a song right there. And it used to be very hot sometimes, you know, we'd be playing around. Every once in a while, a little breeze would spring up, apparently from nowhere, and just cool you down, just then drift away again, you know. And it'd just spring up every once in a while and touch you and go away. And here's a song that does basically the same thing. It's by Tim Buckley from an Elektra LP, and it's called Song, Slowly Song. And some parts of this are so soft that you'll barely hear them and think that there's something wrong with your radio, but there isn't. Never has been, actually.
With your beautiful hair and your 16 years, you kissed me as I lay still. If I can see you never, then I'll sleep forever.
To a lot of people, in fact many thousands of people, you know, with all the people who've written and become involved with the Perfume Garden. One or two publications actually too, who've been kind and, you know, taken an interest and been aware of what was going on. The International Times, of course, and Oz has been nice. They sent me out some things which are very interesting. And, of course, Peace News, they've been kind, and some of the music papers, and then again some of the other music papers, the New Musical Express, had precisely two lines about the closing of Radio London, saying that Andrew Oldham or someone would be distressed because Radio London was closing, which shows what an enormous impact we've made on them. Anyway, here's a group who really had a voice that was for the ages, and then sad things happened, and they had to break up and went in several different directions, but in some ways they're going to get back to us, I know. I don't know exactly how, but they will. And I know Glenn Campbell, who was the lead guitarist of The Misunderstood, is going to be involved in something fairly beautiful that's coming up in the not-too-distant future, because I stand advised that Laurel is coming, you see, which is something that you should pay particular attention to, I understand. Anyway, here are The Misunderstood, and the one pearl that they did produce, and there are others on tape somewhere that one of these days will, you know, be released somehow, if I have anything to do with it. And this is called I Can Take You to the Sun, and for about 4 minutes they did. Listen. Can't be ignored. this hearing searing with fiery intensity as he does, and then turning round and bubbling like mountain pebble streams very gently and very quietly. Amazing guitarist. Now he'll be back, you watch. Here are the Pink Floyd. They've got a lot of things to say, and they're going to have a lot more in the future. This is where I'll be, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, and this is Astronomy Domine, which is very difficult to say. I said it.
Between the blue you once knew, floating down the sound resounds around the icy waters underground. Jupiter and Saturn over on Miranda and Titania, Neptune, Titan, stars can frighten.
If you don't like my taters, don't you take my bite. Oh, when I cried last night, mama, I cried the night before. Oh, when I cried last night, mama, I cried the night before. Oh, well, I had your feeling, baby, you don't love me no more.
Just to find a fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a cross-town bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. It's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. The monkeys stand for honesty. Giraffes are insincere. And the elephants are kindly, but they're dumb. Orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages. And the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries. Antelopes are missionaries. Pigeons blocked in secrecy. And hamsters turn on frequently. What the gas? You have to come and see at the zoo. At the zoo. At the zoo.
Going to be, mainly cloudy or a little dry tonight, with temperatures falling to 10 degrees or 50 degrees, depending which way you like to count them. And today will be cloudy with rain in places, becoming heavier as the day progresses. Temperatures will be a cool 19 degrees centigrade, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, and the winds will freshen, outrageous. The outlook for Tuesday, changeable with rain at times and sunny intervals. It's supposed to be a very dodgy day at sea tomorrow, so it's just as well we're coming off, really. Here are Sin, and this is the 14R Technicolor Dream. Watch out for them, they've got a lot of good ideas.
just can't seem to get your feet off the ground. Could it be that you're caught up in a gravitational pull? Is it society making you out to be a fool? Forget a job, you can become a queen, the prettiest girl that the world has ever seen. At the 14-hour Technicolor, 14-hour Technicolor dream. Shades of orange and shades of green, shades of purple, yellow and tangerine, shades of blue, black and even cream. It's a 14-hour Technicolor dream. You got your freedom, do what you like, shoot yourself, root yourself, that'll be alright. At the 14-hour Technicolor, 14-hour Technicolor
called The 14-Hour Technicolor Dream, which is going to be released as a single, I think, and I hope you'll buy it. I was thinking, you know, how terribly condescending I must sound. I'm sitting here saying, yes, they have very good ideas. And one of their ideas has burst my brains out, frankly, you know. I mean, if I could create things like that, I should be very jazzed altogether. Anyway, during these summer holidays, two American university students are operating a program of community service jobs for teenage volunteers in the borough of Hackney. And the volunteer work is largely odd jobs like gardening and house cleaning.
Colors made of tears. kissed a boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark. Tongue of thongs, the belt that does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip, in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Different colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes and bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.